Hello, this is Jackie Miles Windmill. I write the monthly moon report for astrocal.co.uk, who produce moon diaries and astrological calendars. I'm also part of a group of astrologers called Moon Circle, who do monthly moon workshops on Zoom the first Monday of every month at 7:30 p.m. UK time. This is a podcast of the second new moon in Aries in the year 2023. Unusual. It happens on the 20th of April at 5:12, and the solar eclipse occurs just 4 minutes later. So starting with a quote by Nicolas Cage, "Shock is still fun. I will never shut the door on it." Perhaps we need to remember that as we go through the surprises of the coming month, the coming lunar month. The second Aries new moon, conjunct the North Node, forms part of a T-square opposite the South Node and square Pluto in Aquarius. A total solar eclipse occurs with it. And 4 hours later, the Sun moves from Aries, symbolised by the ram, into Taurus, the bull. Shift, reboot, start again. Fun and games are on their way. This is very powerful. The new moon in Aries, the total eclipse, and the ingress of the sun and moon into Taurus are all within hours of each other. In addition, there's a dominating T-square in the sky involving the nodes in Pluto, which will mess with our emotions, almost like a motivator employed to throw a firework into our global midst, to shake us up and to force us to change our habits and move on. Intense drama is bound to follow. How can we best use this powerful, shocking opportunity for a new beginning? This is extreme energy from which positive outcomes are more likely to come with careful thought and integrity. We may feel the urge to spontaneously move forward in an impulsive Aries way without much thought. However, on the 21st, Mercury turns retrograde, just a day after the new moon, which will make us pause as communications become complicated. All the astrological factors involved within this lunar month are contributing to this unusually powerful opportunity for a new beginning. But we might sense that we still need space to think about the best way forward. Thank you, Mercury. He turns direct again on the 15th of May, and if we didn't understand the insights and attitudes we were offered on the last Aries moon on the 21st of March, we're presented with another dose of Aries energy in the very last few hours of the sign on the 20th of April. Very powerful. The cosmos underlines the intensity of this energy with a grand finale explosion of multicoloured fireworks, a total solar eclipse thrown in for good measure. The Aries new moon, closely square Pluto, could bring on disasters that have been waiting to happen. We should gird our loins to expect the unexpected. There will be no way of avoiding the possible magnitude of events that could occur at this significant astrological moment. Pent-up energy needs release. Pluto, newly in the air sign of Aquarius, will inevitably burst any overfilled balloons of tension, being in such a challenging square with Aries' new moon eclipse. Armed with this knowledge, we might be prepared for the shell shock that could follow. Incidents are likely to surprise on both global and personal levels. Built-up tensions concerning earth faults could suddenly shift, causing volcanic or earthquake activity. Tense relationships between countries and opposing people could reach crisis points. And personally, we could experience unexpected emotional outbursts and confusions in areas of our lives which we might have thought were under control. Added to this, the squares between the nodal axis points and Pluto will put focus on the opposing tensions between present and future structural paradigms and the champions of each. Need for change Pluto will take no prisoners. He's determined to move us into an Aquarian new future and will create events that force us to either resolve issues or lose part of our lives that we thought were secure and constant. We will be compelled to cope, understand, learn, and move on, or fail. Sudden new technologies are likely to challenge us. More truths will emerge and changing realities will force themselves into our consciousnesses. On a personal level, this energy will be most active according to where it falls in our natal charts. Fiery, determined and courageous Aries energy has been present since the Sun entered Aries on the 20th of March. And even though he exits Aries 4 hours after the new moon solar eclipse and slides bombastically into earthy fixed Venus-ruled Taurus, he nevertheless still has influence. The fiery energy of Aries must coexist with earthy Taurus throughout the approaching lunar month, bringing sparks of energy to her mission to focus us on the quality of our lives, what we need, and the health of the environment. Taurus is a fixed earth sign. She's the cow of the field, slowly and steadily digesting grass and enjoying the stillness of her environment. In effect, Aries energy can help galvanize our awareness of the importance of nurture, nature, family, and our need for peace and balance. The new moon is conjunct Jupiter in Aries, adding to the expansive nature of this new moon, and vitally contributing a keener awareness of the importance of justice and philosophical thought. Jupiter brings showers of stardust and luck to the world and a sense of benevolence to resolutions. At new moon, Jupiter is also conjunct Chiron in Aries, focusing on victims and the oppressed. How can justice be restored, or perhaps fairness be reinvented? Chiron square Mars in Cancer brings challenging opportunities to heal the world by increasing our awareness of the importance of empathy and compassion. Mercury conjunct Uranus in Taurus and sextile Mars brings increased energy for communications on all levels, outbreaks of rebellion against unfair practices, and a change in the quality of communications. Retrograde Mercury the next day will refuse to let unfinished matters lie, quite prepared to go over old ground and to slow life down, forcing a re-examination of duplicitous communications until he turns direct again. Solutions that focus on human movement and the distribution of wealth and essential commodities could become more innovative. The growing gap between rich and poor, the haves and have-nots, rattles cages on both sides of the political abyss, and hidden corruption becomes increasingly and undeniably on show. Selfishness is less easy to hide, and the demand for transparency increases. Saturn in Pisces, trine the South Node and sextile the North Node, continues to morph our attitudes towards responsibility, structure and authority as he continues on his journey to meet Neptune. Concepts and structures are inevitably becoming less earthbound at this time and more in tune with our individual responsibilities towards the collective, developing more awareness of the higher purpose of our existence. Native American teaching sometimes references the broken sacred hoop, the idea that the physical and spiritual parts of our lives have become separated from each other. We need to heal the sacred hoop if we are to advance positively and holistically into the future. This is a wonderful opportunity to make new beginnings. As we form our visions, intentions, and wishes, in preparation for the powerful, uncertain, and intense lunar month ahead, here are some suggestions. Here's a possible visualization. In a quiet place, focusing perhaps on a candle flame, imagine a hoop of light that's suspended in two distinct halves in front of you, and then imagine the top half as spirit and the lower half as the physical world, where we are existing as matter. Visualize mending the hoop in any way you want. Glue, string, the power of your mind. Now imagine that you can see light energy moving easily in a clockwise direction around the hoop. This could be the energy of the world. And perhaps, we're healing the sacred hoop together. Here are some other things to think about as you prepare for the lunar month ahead. What can you practice in order to become more fully aware of the quality of your own truth and integrity? Try stating three basic beliefs you have about yourself, and then question your answers. How could you work on any insights you receive from this during the next lunar month? Do you feel fully responsible for yourself in your interactions with other people and towards the environment around you? What intentions and wishes could you make to adjust your sense of integrity in your daily routines? What intentions can you make for the coming lunar month that will reflect your respect, concern, and compassion for others and for the earth? Here's a quote from poet Christopher. No one owns the water, no one owns the land. No one owns the oceans, no one owns the sand. These are given by our mother, the planet provides for free. Only by the hands of the greedy does the earth require a fee. Thank you for listening to this podcast about the second Aries new moon in 2023 on the 20th of April. You'll be able to find this and further new moon podcasts on astrocal.co.uk, the webpage, and on their Facebook page and the Moon Circle Facebook page. Also on my website, starshineastrology.com. It's possible to subscribe on the AstroCal webpage so that you don't miss any of these. Keep your eyes open for the next one. This is Jackie Miles Windmill. Thank you for listening again, and goodbye for now. Dream your dream and walk into it.